Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. This is the first time we've had her on in the role of Superintendent of Schools for Tuolumne County. Superintendent Parker, next thing I want to ask you about is what kind of challenges do you foresee over the next year when it comes to local education?
Well, we have some factors that are affecting us that are not just local factors, that are state and federal factors. First of all, we have a new governor and a new state superintendent of public instruction, and that will mean that we have a new state board of education. So there's always a question of, will there be changes to what we're doing in terms of local control funding formula, in terms of our local control accountability plans, and how will accountability change, or will it change at all? The only thing certain is uncertainty, especially in California. What's looming right now is we have a really great budget proposal from the governor that was proposed a few weeks ago, and everything sounds great. You know, we have a lot of funding for early childhood education in there. We even have some one-time funds to help with the pension offset liabilities that are going on, and that looks very promising. However, we also have a bankruptcy with our largest utility provider in California, you know, with PG&E. We have uncertainty in the slowing economy. Will that what's happening worldwide affect our state of California, therefore our Prop 98 funds, therefore our local funding? So those are some things that are out of our control. We don't necessarily have direct control over those. We need to be cognizant of those and be able to respond accordingly. The other thing that's challenging to us is the continued underfunding of special education. Those costs are rising at the state and federal levels in terms of what they provide to us in funding. It's not keeping pace with the services that are required to provide excellent educational outcomes for students, regardless of being identified with special education needs or not. I think the other third thing that affects us a little more closely is when the State Board of Education and the California Department of Education makes decisions, they often do so with a lens of most districts are in suburban or in urban areas, when in reality, 60% of the districts are located in rural areas in California. And so it's always important to make sure that when they are making decisions, that they're keeping in mind the needs of remote, rural, and small school districts. And part of that work of a county superintendent that I believe is to make sure that they're always being reminded of our needs. And so that means that a lot of conversations happen between the California Department of Education, between representatives of State Board of Education. And so a part of my role is to serve on the Executive Council for the Rural Educator Network Advisory Council, where we actually have a voice and we have some input into what's going on at the state legislative level. Locally, some of our challenges are that regardless of what happens in terms of funding, we do have a flat enrollment. It does slightly decline. We're holding just above 6,000 students countywide, which is down from a high of over 10,000 a few years ago. And we had a large decrease that happened all at once, but now we're staying relatively flat, but it is tiny edging down a little bit, and a shifting demographic. So that shifting demographic, as we move from folks who are moving into the area that are young families, they're looking for affordable housing and they're looking for jobs to support the housing cost. And as a result, the shifting demographic is turning toward more of a retirement demographic. So they don't have as many children, which then affects our enrollment as well. And so, the affordable housing goes along with can families afford it. If families can't afford it, they're going to move to areas where they can afford it. So those are some local challenges as well that we might be able to address working together with our fellow agencies to help solve.
You know, reading reports out of places like LA and the Bay Area, you hear a lot about teacher shortages from time to time. Locally, is teacher shortages, is that an issue here, or is it easy to attract teachers?
You would think so. It's a beautiful area. I mean, when I was in 1992, I was in my early 20s, and I moved up here, and I saw Pinecrest Lake, and I said, I don't ever want to leave. But there are some challenges for attracting teachers, especially younger teachers up to this area, and part of it has to to do with, you know, if they're a young family and sometimes both of them are working, can the other person find a position or a job that can support what their career interests are? And sometimes that answer is no. So we do experience the same types of teacher shortages, but maybe for different reasons. We're doing some active recruiting and reminding people of what a great, beautiful area this is to live in. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. And so not only bringing up more families to live here, but also teachers to move up here and raise their own families. But we have also taken the approach that we just simply have to grow our own teachers. We can't wait for our universities and our California State University system to actually develop those pipelines. We are working actively with them to help them develop those pipelines. But so we have partnered with Columbia College and a few entities to actually bring into our community the ability to earn a bachelor's degree without having to leave the community at all, which is really tremendous. So one of our best initiatives that I think I could share, we're going to be releasing that information soon. It's not secret, it's public, but we're partnering with Brandman University and Columbia College, and starting in the fall of 2019, we'll be offering a bachelor's degree program that you can actually come to the county schools office, which is located downtown Sonora, so easy access. And through that process, you can actually attend classes one or two nights a week and then work towards your bachelor's degree, which then will lead to a teaching credential program as well that will be offered locally, which is pretty tremendous.
Yeah,
we haven't had something like that. And then the other option we have been developing is CSU Chico has been offering an online program for getting a bachelor's degree, which we're working with Columbia College on how to support that. And then the other one is we have reached out, and this is still in development stage, to CSU Stanislaus, and we're looking for ways to have a kind of telecommuting remote learning class. So as a class is going on down at their Stockton remote site, can we have a class up here of maybe, you know, 8 cohort members that are participating in that over a video conferencing system, and that would be located on the Columbia College campus as well. So we have decided that we can't wait for other people to solve our teacher shortage. We're going to solve it ourselves. And the other thing we're working with Columbia College on is developing that 2-year transferable degree that allows them to go into a CSU system to finish their teaching credential preparation program quickly. So we've brought back Education 11 as a class at Columbia 11, and we're going to bring in Education 12 very shortly, hopefully in the next year or so, so that they can complete most of their requirements here at Columbia College, stay local, go finish the other 2 years elsewhere, or enter into one of these maybe BA programs that are offered locally, and then come stay in the community and get your teaching degree and get a job.
Sounds like you definitely want to keep that relationship strong between Columbia College and the local county schools.
They are wonderful partners. I say that, you know, I think my predecessor has said it enough, but I'm going to say it again too. We are not a K-12 system. We are a K-14 system. And I know that we are the envy of the state when I talk about our partnership with Columbia College, because that is not what is in reality in other communities. It's very unique to our county.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And a reminder, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be talking Tuolumne County government with the newly elected chairman for 2019 of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Carl Rotifer. It is a new year on tap for the supervisors, 2 new members joining the board. We'll hear about the retreat that took place this past week, 2 days at the Rush Creek Lodge in southern Tuolumne County. Supervisors got together, talked with department heads, looked back at the past year, and looked forward and talked about goals and priorities for 2019. We'll hear what was decided and what was discussed next weekend on Motherlode Views, when we're joined by Carl Rotifer, Board Chair of the Supervisors. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue our conversation focused on local education with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker, in just a minute.